ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter number 23 and Text number 58.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha
Nirvidyat
Nashtra Dravine Gataklamaha Pravrajyagam Paryatamanamittham Nirakrito Sadvirapi Swadharmat Kampito Munirahagatham.
Sri Bhagavan Vacha. The Supreme Personality of God had said, Nirvidya, becoming detached, Nashta Dravine, his wealth having been destroyed, Gataklamaha, free from the moroseness, Vrajya, living home, Gam, the earth, Paryatanatma, traveling, Ittham, in this way, Nirakritaha, insulted, Asadvihi, by rascals, Api, even though, Swadharmat, from his prescribed duties, Akampitaha, unsfavored, Amum, this, Munihi, the sage, Aha, spoke, Gatham, song. Translation and purport by the disciples of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Shri Krishna said, thus becoming detached from the loss of his property, this sage gave up his moroseness, left home, taking sannyas, and began to travel about the earth. Even when insulted by foolish rascals, he remained unswerved from his duties and chanted this song. Thus becoming free from materialistic way of life, which involves grueling austerities performed to acquire money, may chant the preceding song of Vaishnava Sannyasi. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that if one is not capable of listening to the song of this sannyasi, then one will certainly remain an obedient servant of material illusion.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmay Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Kata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunathantam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhantamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Rabda Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanam Sate Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Pyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Nirvidya Nashta Dravine Gataklamaha Pravrajyamam Gam Paritaman Ittham. निराकृतो असद्भिर अपि स्वधर्मात् अकंपितो महं मुहुराह गाथा. Lord Shri Krishna said, thus becoming detached from the loss of his property, this sage gave up his moroseness. He left home, taking sannyas, and began to travel about the earth. Even when insulted by foolish rascals, he remained unswayed from his duty and chanted this song. So, we saw in the previous verses that the importance of taking sannyas, or to become detached from the action and reactions of our material transactions. It's very important in order to become liberated from the clutches of illusion, maya. We saw the cause, the root cause of our falling into maya is that we are enveloped by false ego, which is the deepest covering. The last thing to ever go is the false ego. It is composed of nothing but ignorance. This world was made in ignorance, because ignorance is the opposite or shadow creating element for the self-illumination of the Lord Krishna. Krishna Surya Sava Maya Hai Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Tahi Nahi Maya Radhika. But in our entanglement and trying to come out from the clutches of maya, we have to struggle a lot. Why is there any struggle? Can't it be that easy? Why do we face struggle? Anybody has any question?
Why do we face struggle? To make life interesting.
Interesting.
We put ourselves in this situation from time immemorial. So, a long way back.
Because we don't know the exact path, how to achieve that particular
thing. That means we are confused. We are under illusion. Illusion creates the position right in front of us, which is completely perverted reflection of the reality. So, yet, being Satchidananda, infinitesimal particle of the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, this quality is still going to act. So what you call the struggle for existence and to make life interesting is that we still have the desire to enjoy. When this desire to enjoy was prominent, then who became much more powerful than our desire? Krishna's energy in the form of his shadow. Srishti, sthiti, pralaya, sadhana, sakti, reka. Sadhana shakti means instrumental energy for the purpose of creation, sustenance and dissolution. What is being created? What is being sustained? What is being dissolved? The energy of illusion. Maya shakti is created. Maya Shakti is sustained and Maya Shakti is withdrawn. Right? The soul is not affected. But because of attachment we struggle. There is no other purpose. This attachment has been formed out of ignorance, the false ego. Means if false ego is put up into position of total forgetfulness, the same thing which is seen as a reality, but under the shadow it will be illusion. That is called illusion. If you see a snake in the daytime, you have experience, it's a long body like a rope. But if you see really rope in the night of the illusion, you will consider it a snake. So therefore, ignorance created is illusion, and illusion remains one of our four defects. Illusion remained one of our four defects. The other defects are created by the illusory energy itself. Because when the body was made out of ignorance again, all earth, water, air, fire, ether, the five gross elements, they even make demigods under illusion. How they are transformed from one subtle situation to the gross manifestation. At every intersection of the creation, from subtle to the gross matter, Lord's glance was necessary. The Lord's desire was necessary. So Krishna created through His desire such illusion in order to make us false enjoyer, so-called Purusha. And how this illusory energy is acting for a Purusha, those who think to make life interesting. Prakriti sthopi, Purusha prakriti sthopi bhunkte prakriti jagguna. He actually interacts in ignorance with the modes of material nature, not with the subject matter or the object even. He desires subject matter, but he cannot interact his subject matter. He thinks he is trying to make his life interesting, but he is frustrated because he ends up acting through the limited senses, imperfect senses. Senses in imperfection means the mode of ignorance must be covering them. Otherwise, they are knowledge-acquiring senses. Instead of obtaining knowledge, it ends up in simply information collecting, but doesn't make anything realize. Doesn't make anything realized. So, instead of enjoying or make life interesting, he is confused. Bhukte prakriti jan gunan. Prakriti jan gunan, the modes of material nature that are simply effectuating the person. Otherwise his chit shakti, satchidanand, chit shakti is bewildered. How can it be bewildered? Now his existence is also under the bewilderment. To make life interesting means to enjoy. Is bewildered, frustrated. Second thing, his knowledge is also getting frustrated. He misuses, misapplies the knowledge. Where it is not to be applied, he applies there. And the third thing, his existential truth is also bewildered. That even though he is eternal soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, yet he wants to protect himself as if he is the material body. Isn't it interesting? The mode of ignorance is more interesting to study. So, this Avanti Brahman is contemplating all the activities which he thought it has been negative, but when he found out the culprit is the false ego. So he got an impetus to become indifferent from the reactions. Without becoming indifferent, how is it possible to remain detached? Indifference means the knowledge of this temporary illusory thing which does not belong to the soul, and yet the soul is bewildered by it. It means that culprit false ego must be smashed, must be. So Krishna gives opportunity to realize to such a soul who might have acted in such a way to make himself miserable and out of ignorance, that he takes away his possession. But that is anugraha. Anugraha means mercy. To that struggling entity, Krishna says that yasyaham anugrahanami harishyet tad dhanam sanaihi. I will take away gradually everything from him. So people will hate. People will hate those who are under the maya. They will smash his false ego by hammering him, putting curses on him. Chanakya Pandit says there are four factors that keep the false ego flaming. Keeps the false ego flaming. What are these? If one cannot handle his money properly, like kanjus, or creates indebtedness. So, for the family, he is most hateful person. Rinakarta pita shatru. If a father is a debtor, then for the family he is an enemy. So, rest of the family members are going to hammer him. They will hate him. And father leaves the body, he will be more hated. Oh, look at that, what kind of father. He left a burden on us. What kind of, nature of Krishna. He is not perfect. He loses the faith even on Krishna. That look, why did he transfer his debt on our head? Previously, Srila Prabhupada gives this example that he knew one gentleman was truthful, but somehow or other he became indebtor. But he had a family. They took up responsibility of father without any hesitation. When father is truthful, yet previous actions are like a hate forming, an additional burden of caused by irresponsibility or whatever it is. It comes in the life of people that they become indebtor. Some may lead to even suicide. But in Vedic terms, children are responsible to carry on the burden of the father and release him. To relieve the father means putra pitru tarayate iti putra. And today, who is going to be ready to relieve the father? So he is like a mutra, simply a waste. So, Rina Karta Pita Shatru, Mata Shatru Vyabhicharini. If the mother is acting like a prostitute, because she is the upholder of dharma and can't do her duty, so people will have to stay in shame. Social curses will be there, pressures will be there to kick her out, you know. Even though children have loving relationship, but it will turn sour. The third is Rupavati Bharya Shatru. If you happen to get a very beautiful wife, she will be a sore in the eyes of the rest of the family members, because naturally such attraction will be attracting her forcefully. And why she is taking so much attention and not us and this and that? Oh, Baba. The whole world will be turned upside down. So, Rupavati Bharya Shatru and Putra Shatru Apandita, another member of the house is a son, if he is an urchin, an idiot number one, he will be a sore in the eyes of the rest of the family. So, all this maddening situation that people react to. So this Avanti Brahmana lost his wealth attributed to previous karma. The reactions were paid. So he was not disturbed within, but he took it up as a positive sign, anugraha of Krishna. So instead of fighting it back or trying to keep his status quo so he can enjoy and still make life interesting, this person tolerated all the inconveniences caused by such reactions. Why one has to tolerate? Because he gave the arguments. Six arguments have been given. The soul has nothing to do. Simply, soul ends up in interacting with the influence of the material modes. Bhunte prakriti jan guran, karanam guna sangasya sadasadyo nijanmashu. This becomes the cause of his repeated birth and death, not liberation. The Hindus say, we believe in reincarnation as if this is a cardinal rule. So you can carry on whatever you do, but never try to come out from the clutches of ignorance. So naturally, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj will say, those who are not paying attention and contemplating on the song sung by this Avanti Brahman, their life is going to be miserable. It's very important. Why we have to? Because it is our obligation to liberate the soul from ignorance. That's why we also take help from the spiritual master. Always remain humble, ready to get his ego smashed, approaches the spiritual master. My dear spiritual master, please help me. So he will give him such duties that will make him humble. Okay, go and wash the pots and do such menial service. Why would Pratap Rudra would sweep the road before Jagannath? And with a broom to be made with gold? A broom is supposed to sweep the dirt. The gold must be picked up from even the dirt, but here is a golden broom to sweep the dirt. What it signifies for Pratap Rudra signifies for everybody who is attached to Kanchana Kamini. Okay, if you are attached to Kanchan, means the gold, make it as an instrument to perform the lowest job. And king has a highest position and he is performing the lowest job. Smash his ego. Like that. In spontaneous devotional service, we should be ready to perform any service if it is given to us. But now, gradually, because Krishna does not do very instantaneously. If he so desired, he can do, can smash the ego. But he says, yasyaham anugrahanami harishye tad dhanam shanaihi, 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 gradually, gradually. If the attachment is severe, with one strike, like halal, attachment is to be halaled with one strike. It will hurt too much. Now, in Jewish, making it kosher, they do cut slowly, slowly, slowly. Yes, they do like that. So the idea is that one must feel the maximum pain to know the severity of attachment. But Avanti Brahmana, he first became indifferent by knowledge, then he practiced. He tolerated the insult. If one who does not know the art of becoming indifferent to the action and reactions of the material world, do you think he is going to become detached? No, knowledge is required. Then application is required. You know? So, Avanti Brahmana deliberated in each and every situation and found out, well, the soul has nothing to do with this. Soul has nothing to do with anything. We were talking on the Svetashatara Upanishad verse yesterday that defines the Supreme Lord. For him, nachatasya karanam, there is no cause for him. So therefore, how is it possible, karanam, he has anything to do? If he doesn't have any cause, do you think he has some cause to do? No. Nachatasya karanam, karanam cha vidyate. Why do we say that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most remote cause? No. If he so desires, his desire is unchangeable. Only we violate his desire by putting forth the proposal of our desire. That's a conflict. In violation of the desire to make life interesting, we create a world of illusion. We create ourselves. But Krishna did not create, personally involved in material creation. Nachatasya karanam cha vidyate. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead must remain independent and aloof from anything and everything. Nachata samasas adhikachya drashyate. For him there is no person could be equal or greater than this particular factor called the cause. Everyone has the cause, but he doesn't have. What Krishna's desires are, they are manifested according to his desire. His energies are acting, not Krishna is acting. Krishna's energies are acting. Energies is what is the whole thing is made up of. Krishna is energetic, but he possesses energies. Therefore, these energies are acting according to his desires. If he desires, it manifests. How does it manifest? Because they are variegated. It is jnana balak kriyacha. Jnana, the knowledge, strength and activities. So, even in the terms of detachment, knowledge is required, the strength is required, and activity is required. So in the matter of indifference, we see the application of Avanti Brahman, that he deliberated, contemplated through Sankhya yoga system, you know, and he found out the soul has nothing to do. It is detached. You can't blame. Soul is not the culprit. It's the modes of material nature that envelop the soul in ignorance, creating a false ego around him. It is the culprit. So, when you contemplate on the last covering and get it smashed, you'll be exposed in your original form. This is the Swarupa. Liberation gives us our Swarupa. Without liberation, people are talking, hey, what kind of role I would have played in Chaitanya Leela and what kind of role I have played in Krishna Leela? Hey Baba, you are a nobody. You are not even a speck of dust. Rupa Goswami wrote that beautiful song, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. He praises that, my dear Lord, let my mind, the Madhukar, Madhukar means the drone or the
bumblebee.
Let the bumblebee of my mind always enjoy the shelter of your lotus feet. Manamanas Madhukarama Rapita Nija Padapankaja Makarande. He has desire. But he finds that these desires are such of exalted nature, he is not qualified. So he starts contemplating that, I have heard that Lord Brahma, even the highest jiva, he has problem that he cannot fathom the radiant effulgence that come from that speck of dust which is clinging on your lotus feet. Even he cannot fathom the glory. He has problem. Where am I? But yet I have this desire which is not wrong, because I have hope that you are the accomplisher of impossibles. So, to cultivate desire is not wrong. But let the desire take an opportune moment. But how he takes? O Sanatana, at least your lotus feet are available to me. So let me take refuge at your lotus feet. Sanatana Goswami was considered to be the great Acharya after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. So it is important to take shelter of the living spiritual master in absence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great Acharyas in the world. What else do we have? And those who have taken shelter, if we take shelter, then we are well off. Because the quality of attachment has to be developed by remaining in the method of indifference and such appropriate application. So Avanti Brahman, after deliberation through Sankhya system, found that the soul has nothing to do because it's directly part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. If Supreme Lord doesn't have anything to do, what the hell this living entity's speck of the Supreme Whole has to do? Only devotional service and nothing else. Seeing that it is the very, very insignificant individual, but nonetheless qualitatively he is the marginal energy of the Lord. He is not energetic. If we think we are the energy of the Lord and we are not energetic, our ego is smashed. If we remove the false inclination to say, I am the doer, hey Prabhu, I have done it, take all the credit of doing, make it undone, Prabhu, undone. So that much strong attachment the false ego can generate, you know. In the amount of ignorance, our false ego is dancing. Let it be smashed, and we will come to the point of our Swarupa Siddhi. This is the liberation. Liberation, mukti hitva virakti anyatra syat. Mukti hitva hitva anya swarupa. Whatever our false designations are, if we give up, we are liberated. False designations. I am Mr. M.A., Ph.D., D.S.C. I am Mr. Munna Bhai, M.B.B.S. Right? The false designations. Such characters are highly egoistic. You know, lot of films have been made, right? I saw one on the plane because where I can, I cannot sleep. I have to watch on the plane. Munna Bhai, MBBS. The false ego. So we have to understand the sincerity of this particular song if we really want to help ourselves to liberate from the clutches of Maya. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, the lion guru, we have to become lion on ourselves. Not on others, but on our own selves. He says that if one is not capable of listening to the song of this sannyasi, then one will certainly remain an obedient servant of material illusion. But we have a plan, right? I don't want to smash my illusion now because... but I will certainly understand so I can apply at a later stage. Don't underestimate your false ego that it will allow. If you grab the chance now, it is good for you. Let the parents complain. But if our false ego is smashed, this is a golden opportunity to understand the song of Avanti Brahma. Anybody has any question? Yes.
Well, as you mentioned on a number of occasions about getting the ego smashed, and you recognize it with one you get the ego smashed by approaching a spiritual master. Krishna consciousness, this is crucial for the disciple to approach the
master. Yeah. Ramakrishna Maharaj was very famous for that. Chopper.
And not everyone has the opportunity to actually go to a guru and get specific instruction and get directed in a particular way. Most devotees have access to Srila Prabhupada, the acharyas, or Prabhupada's books. How does one know how to approach knowledge in order to get our ego, false ego, removed when we can't have the luxury to approach a spiritual master directly in person?
Having so many alternate ways to approach him. If you write like this in high bombastic words, the spiritual master will neglect you, never answer. He has a right to act in that way. Right? So, where will you turn? You will go to another one and take the help. I have written to my spiritual master. I am confused. I cannot get the answer straight. Prabhu, he has taken a right decision not to answer. Even by negating, false ego can be smashed. Otherwise, if you have a preconceived answer for your own dilemma, who would satisfy you besides yourself? You follow my point? So, a genuine devotee, seeker of really smashed, for smashing ego, how he has to behave, practice. So many ways Prabhupada taught us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy of Trinadapi Sunichena, where will you apply? If spiritual master does not respond, it means he responds. He is not ignorant. But he responds by not responding is giving us a second opportunity to evaluate our dilemma. If you consider he is not an ordinary person, but his behavior should be mature. So because he is senior and because he knows that he neglects you to answer this, we are putting up a little high profile in front of him. Rather remain a humble servant and let the false ego go gradually, shanaihi shanaihi, do little halal. All the opportunities will be coming across. Have patience, but don't lose faith, because you have a high aspired question. Sometimes people ask question in a very, very elaborate way, as if he is giving a lecture. I have faced this in Nigeria. Devotees are well read, and they try to put the preface and postscripts within the question, and this and that. Then we had to ask, did you finish? I missed you somewhere. Can you tell me again? Yes. But who would take? There are two situations. A person, like a person who does the question, should be also qualified. And the person who gives answer should also be qualified. There are two things required. You know. So, we take for granted that we should be helped by our spiritual master. But in the same way, how to approach a spiritual master is also necessary. If we approach him for our dilemma as a botheration rather than a relief, that attitude will be different. If you are a sincere devotee, the spiritual master is going to notice. In the later realm of advanced devotional service, he is supposed to know what is going in your mind also. And you are going to ask him about your swarupa. And then he will try, once the false ego is smashed, that thing will be coming. So, unless and until one develops a confidential devotional service with his spiritual master, you know, by becoming ready to render all kinds of service as he asks, then we have every opportunity that somehow or other he will count on us. It doesn't require tons of association. How much association Srila Prabhupada had with his spiritual master? Do you think his spiritual master was unapproachable? He wrote letters and he responded. But the reciprocation is appropriate. And the spiritual master is capable to understand the mood of his disciple. So, the same thing is applicable for false ego. But because the false ego is supposed to be last thing to go, so one has to wait for that opportune moment. Can't rush up. Hey, my dear spiritual master, I'm so busy. Can you smash my false ego? He says, no, let Maya first hit you, and then I will tell you. Like that. But it is essential. If we try to read the Manas Siksha of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, then he advises us to hit the mind and false ego with the broom, right in the morning and threaten him. Don't you ever interfere. Don't you dare to interfere. I will see. And take that account when at the end of the day before you go to sleep. Threaten him. What did you do wrong today? Did you cooperate with me in serving my spiritual master? Like we think our mind is our best friend, but false ego knows that he is the worst of the enemy. Otherwise, who can think? We are supposed to tame our mind and make it the best of the friend, but and the false ego will not allow us. So therefore, we have to tolerate all the inconveniences of our past reactions or current reactions and tolerate it with an eye of indifference. That is a very big instrument to cut the knots of our attachment. Check it out in 15th chapter. Asvatthamenam suviruna moolam asanga shastrena dradena chitva tat parimargitavyam gacchanti. Then we can walk freely like Avanti Brahmana, who is becoming Parivraja, traveling. When you are liberated, you can travel. When you are not liberated, you cannot travel because you have the burden. Right? So, the acts of detachment is important.
In material world, in mundane relationships, we have calculative mentality. You know, like depending on what somebody else does to us, then we calculate that we, based on our own understanding and illusion, and then we think how much, you know, we calculate even more further, so that should we reciprocate or should we not reciprocate, should we serve, you know, should we sacrifice anything at all, things like that. And this is our mentality from time immemorial. So we carry the same mentality in spiritual relationships, in spiritual like societies as well here, and we carry the same mentality with the spiritual master also, because we don't really realize he's not a mundane personality to dance to our tunes. So how do we approach spiritual master or Lord? Even, you know, we take Lord as like our order supplier, and we come with a list to the deities, and then, you know, we expect any time, he's just, you know, like an order supplier. And we in fact take the same kind of mentality to the spiritual master also. And shastras and, you know, they say there are duties and responsibilities for the spiritual master and for the disciple as well. It's a very different relationship. And how do we approach a spiritual master or the Lord with a duty consciousness and responsibility consciousness,
right,
rather than the barter system, you know, like
but
trading mentality.
Right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the guideline. Sthane sthita. Stay wherever you are, whatever the activities you are performing. But Shruti gatam tanu vang manobhi. Take the guidance of the Shruti, how to behave, how to approach, how to see in the light of transcendental nature, not with the egoistic, ignorant nature. Right? So therefore, if the purpose is transcendental, then employment of such ignorant activities into the service of the all-illuminating devotional service naturally will transform that energy into spiritual energy. Prabhupada said, very simple. Rishikena Rishikesham Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Our rishiks with the senses are right now materially contaminated. But regardless, all the sense perception, knowledge acquiring, service of the senses is coming through the spiritual energy of the soul, but employed in a wrong medium. Therefore, it is projected as material energy. But if it is for the pleasure of Krishna, Rishikesh, then he is the creator of material energy also. It belongs to him. So, Rishikena Rishikesham Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. So, if it is employed in the service of Lord Shri Krishna, who is the master of the senses, you know, your material projection will turn into spiritual projection. Don't give up anything. Stay wherever you are. But this is the verdict of the Shastra. Don't anticipate results. Perform your duty. If you anticipate the result, then you will be bound up. And it will stay material. It will not turn into spiritual. You cannot turn anything from material to spiritual yourself. But the process will do because it's perfect. Any other question? Yes.
You mentioned the father can't take care of his mother, mother acts like a prostitute. What were the other two?
The son.
Oh, the son?
Is an idiot. And the fourth is that if you have a very beautiful wife, the beauty. Because Queen Kunti also says that Janma Aishwarya Sruta Sri Bhi Edamana Mana Puman Naivaharatam Agidhatam Vaitvam Akinchana Gocharam. The high parentage, Janma Aishwarya, the opulence, Sruta, learnedness, and Sri, beauty. These are four obstacles on the path of devotional service. One must become exhausted of all these four and become like Avanti Brahman, pauper. If you have, become detached, so you don't have anyway. Attachment is the one that is telling you that you have. But detachment will not tell you that you have. Even though if you have, it is not mine, it is Krishna's. Grahasthas are also keeping 50% of their share of the net profit for Krishna. They are allowed to use to reinvest, but the profit must go to Krishna in his account. 50%. You live and survive on 50%. 25% for your emergency investment with along with Krishna to make him 50% partner. Keep him. So you will remain. Gradually you will give your indebtedness to Krishna. You know, because otherwise we are indebted to him. Everything is his energy. We have up till now usurped his energy for our own way to make life interesting. We have to give that up. This is the art of living. Did Ravi Shankar ever try to teach this? Anybody attended his camp? You did. Does it tell anything about this kind of detachment? No. Whew. It's a Kali Chela. Only devotees know the trick, because it is safe. Yes.
Lord Jesus Christ, have you read the books of Lord Jesus Christ, the Book of Mormon, the New Testament?
I heard about it, but I'm not proficient in quoting anything. Latter-day Saints, Charu and Vaibhavi, they are in the realm. Vaibhavi did all the interior designs, and they are in Utah. They made a beautiful temple with the help of Mormons. Mormons gave them $50,000 donation. And they are so successful by attracting about 15,000 people weekends. On the weekend, they come, celebrate, take prasadam. They kept many lamas. So when I went there 2 years back, they were telling me, you know, this is the trick. Why we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare Hare. This is lamas. So we worship lamas. So we allow them to come to the lama to remember Rama. He says, Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare. It's fun. The Mormons are receptive, but you never know. Do you have affiliation? Okay. Good. They were also a highly persecuted society. They were driven out from the East Coast to go to the West.
In 1896, the Prabhupada was born. Utah became the state of America, and to become a state of America, the Mormons had to give up having multiple wives.
Yeah, they had some. It is still going on at a rudimentary level. Recently, I think a few months back, I think last year. Last year there was a report of polygamy there. Anyway, chant Hare Krishna and Hare Lama. Suprapati.
Jai. 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 Jai.